Hello and welcome back to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is going to be my review of The Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham. And I gotta say, this movie knocked my socks off. Like, my favorite movies, Face Off, Con Air, From Paris with Love, Source Code, and San Andreas, they're all movies that I would like put on and watch any day of the week, no problem. Beekeeper is now inside that mix. There's only one scene that was like, all right, that's obviously a dummy, but because everything on the other side of it and on the other end of it was great, that one little thing turns into just salt in the ocean, and it's fresh water, so you can't tell. This movie is about a man who was a part of an organization, retired, and now is literally a beekeeper. But in the organization, he was also the same thing. And so he's retired, and somebody manipulates the person that he's working for and takes away all of her money. And that leads her to kill herself. And her daughter first thinks he did something. And so he gets arrested and they find out he had nothing to do with it. And then they have a conversation. And she's like, yeah, these people data mined her and stole all of her money. And he was like, who, what? And then he starts looking into it. And from that point on, there is only three scenes, I think, in the entire movie where it's like time to talk. Otherwise, it's just nonstop action. It's just like bam, bam, bam. My favorite scene in the movie has to be when they follow him back to the house where the girl shot herself. They follow him into his little workshop thing and get pulverized. This guy comes in all acting all cocky, and by the end, he is crying like a baby, praying that this guy does not mess him up. And he survives for a good chunk of it, a little bit, until the scene I was referring to, where it obviously looked like a dummy going into the water. But he let this guy live, like as a reminder, don't mess with me. I'm coming for all of you from the bottom to the top. And there's one aspect of this movie which I didn't realize until it was happening. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's a thing? Wow, okay. I'm not telling you what it is, because that's part of the, that's like a massive spoiler. This stuff here that I'm talking about is just general knowledge. It's not really going to ruin the movie for you. But this guy is going around going just killing everybody, beating everybody up, but not really killing any of the good guys until they start to get a little excessive. Then he gets kind of shovey and throwy off of some stairs. But these beekeepers, they have people that take their place once you get out of there. Well, the person that replaced him was kind of psychotic, and we get to see her, and we also get to see her burn to death because of how crazy she was, and him having to fight her, and then him ultimately winning. And then we get to the very end when it all comes to a head, and then the grandma's daughter, who is the FBI agent investigating all of this stuff, kind of just lets him go. But then that tells me that if the movie is successful enough, they might have a beekeeper too. I don't know what the plot would be for that. I think it would be similar to kind of like Leverage, but with one dude trying to fight for a person that can't type deal. I think those are the best kind of movies and TV shows when it's not a high-stakes thing from the initialness. It starts out data mine, and then that leads to something crazy rather than it being a crazy thing already. So I think they could do a beekeeper and just have it be where it's a small-town thing that leads to a bigger thing or whatever, and that's fine. But Beekeeper is really good. Like, I can't think of one Jason Statham movie that I've turned on just to watch, because maybe Crank, possibly. But I can't think of one. But Beekeeper, is definitely good. Lots of close fighting, lots of action, lots of like, oh my God, no way. Like there's like a horror theme to it just a little bit with the deaths. It's not just like punch him in the face, kick him in the face and whatever. It kind of has an aesthetic of Brightburn, that evil Superman movie type deal. It's kind of like that, but just not as grandiose with like the kid's jaw falling open after he gets in the accident with the car or whatever. There's just a lot of graphic stuff happening in the Beekeeper. But I never once was looking at my time. I actually was like, this movie's only 1 hour and 40 minutes. Is this gonna be good? Because sometimes when a movie is just, an hour and a half long, you're like, eh. But this one was really good. And he plays, you don't mess with Jason Statham, that's for sure. And this is just a person that he worked with. So imagine if, like, in the next one they do a prequel where you kind of get to see him as a beekeeper. That might be kind of fun. See what he was doing when he actually had resources and had a team or people that he could rely on, instead of where he was doing in this, where it was just him going against everybody, going from the top to the bottom to the top, or whatever. And, having to figure out who's in charge of what, and then having these cocky kids who think they know it all trying to end him. There's a scene where Jeremy Irons is talking to people that are like SEAL Team 6 and really high-end soldier people, and then like, compared to him, you're all pussies. Now maybe if all of you go after him, then you might have a chance. But any one of you individually, you're all dead. Which is like, damn, bro. Okay, here we go. And it wasn't wrong. He was quite the force. I overall enjoyed the hell out of this movie. When I went to go see it, I went to the Seattle Boeing IMAX, and it was just beautiful in that. I took me and two of my sons, both have January birthdays, and my daughter, and they all enjoyed it. My daughter said it was one of her favorite movies that are action based. My 20-year-old, he was like, this is really good. And my 14-year-old was like, I will watch this again and again and again and again and again. And obviously he's not going to, because that's just not the right thing to do. But it was just good that we all were like enjoying what we were watching, because it doesn't often happen. You gotta like find one piece, but like everyone, we were talking from the movie theater all the way to the car about our favorite scene in the movie, which doesn't happen often with my kids, at least, because we all have different tastes in movies and stuff. But this one here, and the only reason why I went to go see the movie anyway is because it was in the IMAX and the only thing they're playing was that. So I had no idea what it was going in outside of seeing that one little bitty trailer, which made it just look like a standard action movie. It has the standard action movie in it, yes, but the way they shot it, the cinematography of it was just breathtakingly beautiful. And just how it didn't, and none of it really looked like it was fake. Like it was like, looked like they were really like beating each other up. It didn't have those little elbow punches where you see them move their arm and then they hit the person with their elbow or whatever. It didn't have a lot of that stuff in it. It just had a lot of just in your face close up shots, lots of happening. It was just if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's just a really good movie. If you don't like action, maybe not. But if you like action, then this is definitely right up your alley. Like I said, there's only like four scenes in the entire movie where it's like few people sitting down talking or not having action happen. Four scenes in the entire hour and 40-minute runtime that doesn't have crazy stuff happening. But yeah, Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham, is really good. So you should go watch it. Thanks for listening.